This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Iran's foreign minister is warning that an attack on its main nuclear enrichment site at Natanz affects ongoing negotiations in Vienna over its tattered atomic deal with world powers. Mohammad Javad Zarif's remarks alongside visiting Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov comes as the U.S. insists it had nothing to do with the sabotage. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We are focused on the discussions that we expect to proceed this Wednesday in Vienna, the diplomatic discussions that have been taking place and took place last week. We expect them to be difficult and long. We have not been given any indication about a change in participation for these discussions.
While not claiming the attack, Israel is widely believed to have carried out the still unexplained assault. The damage to centrifuge is there. Zarif said today that Americans should know that these actions would only make the situation difficult for them. Japan's government has decided to start releasing treated radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the Pacific Ocean in 2 years. The decision was long speculated but delayed by safety concerns and protests. Cabinet ministers endorsed it as the best option, though it fiercely was opposed by fishermen, residents, and Japan's neighbors. The United Nations chief says the world's failure to unite on tackling COVID-19 has created wide inequalities. Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
10 countries across the world account for around 75% of global vaccinations. Many countries have yet to start vaccinating their healthcare workers and most vulnerable citizens. A global vaccine gap threatens everyone's health and well-being. The virus is dangerous everywhere if it spreads unchecked anywhere.
This